A Moon Boy Loves My Best Friend, Moon Girl, Book 3, written by Rebecca Patterson and read by Eloise Mignon. "No one," I said to my best friend Bianca, "wants to go to Flooded Plains Water Adventure Camp. No one." We were on our way to school on our flikes, flying high above the trees and houses, just turning down towards the school playground. I braked a little as we began to fly down. Everyone said it was terrible last year, cold, boring, and babyish. Plus, it's only 4 minutes away by Skybus. It's in Norfolk. How can they call it an adventure camp if it's in Norfolk? Bianca shrugged. Kayaking? Eating s'mores? Building campfires? We landed our flikes and put them in the flike shed. I raised my eyebrows at Bianca. Kayaking? S'mores? No thank you, Grandma. It's so old-fashioned. Plus, they don't let you build a real fire. You just sit around a hologram of one. We heard a faint hum above us and looked up. Far up in the sky, just below the clouds, Mercedes was showing off in her Perso jet. She's the only kid who has one in our school. She got it from her auntie in Florida last year. Mercedes drew a smiley face with the pink vapor trail before flipping over in a loop-the-loop and zooming down. She landed next to us with a bit of a skid and shook her hair out of her helmet. "Did you see that? My Perso jet skills are on fire. I could be an intergalactic pilot, I'm that good." Then she looked at me. "Ooh, look at little old sulky face. What's wrong with you, Lila?" "She's complaining about the residential trip." Bianca smiled. "Lila says you can't have adventures in Norfolk and the camp is only for old ladies who like eating s'mores." "Lila's right," said Mercedes. "My mum went to Flooded Plains when she was a kid. It was clank then and it's clank now. They have these little dome tents that let in the rain. How primitive is that?" We began walking towards the classroom portal together as a three. Amia ran up behind us. "Hi, what's all this?" "We're talking about how no one wants to go to Flooded Plains Water Adventure Camp," I said. "Ugh, I know," said Amia. "It sounds gross. Billy Luna Jones, who went last year, said they saw an actual, real, live rat. As big as a cat, 2 feet from their sleeping dome. Even Mr. Caldwell was scared." "No way," said Mercedes, shoving her coat into the suction hatch in the coat pod.